Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the combination of three practices, all focused on the same gospel story, with the purpose of helping us to get acquainted with Jesus and with the Bible. Now, it's not uncommon at a church like DCC to have individuals who either have never really gotten to know the Jesus of the Bible or are hoping to get reacquainted with Jesus in a fresh way, perhaps after a season of peeling back unhelpful paradigms and sifting through unhealthy religion. For those of us who have spent time in the Bible, it has often been a primarily intellectual endeavor, meant to help us nail down theological rules and principles in order to create clear boundaries and tell us exactly how to live. Unfortunately, what has happened as a result for many is that we missed out on getting to know the person of Jesus and on the invitation to interact with the Bible in more holistic and embodied ways. Now, if you're new to the Bible, or maybe finding yourself with a renewed desire to interact with Jesus in the text, I hope today's combination of practices can give you a fresh way to approach the stories of Jesus. Today, we're going to be focusing on Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, where Jesus compares the rich and a poor widow. We'll read through the story three separate times and each time utilize a different practice to help us pay attention to and interact with Jesus. The first time through, we'll simply observe Jesus, asking questions like, who is he? What is he like? What stands out about how he lives his life and how he approaches relationships? The second time through, we'll practice a simple form of Lectio Divina, where we'll specifically pay attention to what the story stirs up within us. And the third time through, we'll practice imaginative prayer, finding ourselves in the story itself and noticing what it's like and what stands out about the experience. Now, you'll want a journal and a pen today, as I'll be directing you to write down what you notice. And at the end, I'll invite you to look back at your reflections from each practice, paying attention to any possible connections or themes. And so I want to invite you now to begin to cultivate stillness within. Take some deep breaths. If you aren't already, become aware of God's presence with you, God who loves you and is so tender toward you. As I read through the story this first time, I want you to simply observe Jesus. Notice what he's like, how he handles the situation, and what it tells you about him, and about how he views people and the world. Simply record any observations. Remember that the goal here is to get to know the person of Jesus. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. Now take a few moments to write down any observations about this short story. If Jesus is a friend you're getting to know, what do you learn about him from this story? Now, as I read through the story a second time, I want to invite you to practice Lectio Divina. If this practice is new to you, the idea here is to pay attention to the movement of God within you. We do this by noticing any word, phrase, or image that stands out more than any other. Now, the goal isn't to necessarily make sense of it, but to simply notice what stirs up and stands out, knowing that the Spirit of God resides in us and guides us. Pay attention and simply sit with whatever is standing out to you. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in 2 very small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Now take a few moments to write down the word, phrase, or image that stood out or stirred up something in you. Consider, why might this be significant for you today? Now, as I read through the story a third time, I want to invite you to practice imaginative prayer by actually allowing yourself to be in this story. Place yourself in a scene or perhaps off to the side watching this unfold. Do you relate to the rich or to the widow? What does it feel like? What thoughts, fears, hopes does it bring up? What is it like for you to be there in person experiencing Jesus in this way? As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in 2 very small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Now take a few moments and write down any reflections about your experience in the story. Now, having interacted with this story using the 3 different practices, I want you to go back and notice if there are any connections or themes that stand out. Do you sense any kind of overall invitation from God? Write down any reflections and then spend a few moments having a conversation with God about it. Amen. You can repeat what we have done today with any story in the Gospels. I would recommend beginning with reading through one of the Gospels, and every time you come to a new story about Jesus, slow down and allow yourself to walk through these 3 practices of observing who Jesus is, Lectio Divina, and then imaginative prayer. There's no reason to rush this. Take it slow and allow yourself to really soak in the life of Jesus, not just in your head, but in your heart and your whole being. Now, may we, my brothers and sisters, grow to love exploring and participating in the life of Jesus, trusting that as we do, God will transform us into a healing presence in the world. Peace be with you.